universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. What makes life good? Last time, you may remember, I mentioned I have a skill, carpentry, and it seems like I lost it for a moment. Couldn't measure a board for my life. It's like God took it away from me, but he did so to remind me that it's from him. I've noticed my dog, Nelson, will sit at the front window and bark, bark, bark when he sees anything out there. And then he'll come running to me. It's almost like, Dave, there's something out there. Oh, they're out there. When the food bowl is empty, I've noticed he'll come and rub his face up against my leg. It's like, I need you. Well, that's Nelson. He knows that I'm his master. Well, if you do something in life and have satisfaction, purpose, well, it still might not be enough. That's what makes life good. One more element. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2, everything is meaningless. Now, it's amazing because Solomon, as king, had everything. He had a kingdom, servant, soldiers. He had wives. He had meaning and purpose. There was peace. He had it all. But he still wrote, it's meaningless. In chapter 1, it goes on. He talks about all these things. In chapter 2 and 3, he finally ends up by noting that he discovered the only way to have a fulfilling life is that God also be in it, be part of your life. If he's not in the picture, it'll all become meaningless. Even if you have purpose and meaning now, it will become meaningless because it won't last. Without God, things don't last. Some of you are probably saying, well, it ain't working out very well for me right now anyway. It might be true, in part. But do you realize that in Jesus, our Savior, who brings us back to God, we really find out who we are and what we are living for? Long before we first heard of Jesus, he had his eye on you and me. He had designs on you. You and I are part of that overarching purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. When my dog Nelson ran the streets, I'm sure he had food. He had food, I'm sure. And he had shelter, I'm sure. He was a rescue dog, and we brought him into our home. And the only thing that really is now different is he has a master. And now, with a master, well, sometimes the master disciplines him and says, shh, be quiet, Nelson, or sit, or whatever. And he doesn't always like it. But the master, me, I give him food, I give him shelter, but I give him something more. I give him a relationship. And he and I have that wonderful relationship where he can lay next to me and find not only meaning and purpose in his life, but satisfaction that he has a master. The master looks out for things that he isn't even aware of. Illnesses that he doesn't know how to pronounce or even know exists. Oh, those shots hurt. Situations that would lead to his death, running out into his streets. Foods that are removed, oh, but they looked so good, but would rip apart his gut. Oh, and then there are the fun things, the walks, the playful games, oh, and the rubs from the head down to his tail. And so it is with you and me when we have Jesus as our Savior. When we know God is in our lives, we aren't scattered, running around for this and for that, but we know that our Master will take care of us. And we still sometimes have to run here and there, sure, but we know that He always has His eye on us to help us, to bless us, and that He works all things together for good. Therefore, meaningful. Everything can be meaningful. That's what makes life good. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you do make our life good, that you give us meaning and purpose, even in the midst of tragedies and difficulties. Help us, Lord, to see your big hand in the picture and see how you are working with us, and help us to turn to you out of thanksgiving and praise for all that you do. Use us, bless us, so that we'll be a blessing. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you as always. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net, and or you can just respond to this email, hitting reply, and it'll come back to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.